Let's get right to it. Governor Johnson, what would you do about illegal immigration?
I would make it as easy as possible for those illegal immigrants to get a work visa as long as they haven't committed any crimes.
Agreement? Disagreement?
Yeah, our country was founded on the principle of open arms. All of our ancestors were immigrants, and so why are we trying to shut our borders and keep people out? So, but they have to be documented. If I have to be documented, well then I think immigrants as well should have to be documented and made legal.
I think we can incentivize legal immigration so that we can cut down on illegal immigration. If we make a simpler path to citizenship, then people will not break the law if they know that there's a chance that they can
simple
come here.
Path for the 11, 12 million illegals already here, just let them.
Yeah, they're already
legal?
Here. They're already adding to our economy. So why don't we make it so that they can find a path to citizenship?
Because they lied to get in. It's an insult to the people who followed the rule.
If you were living in a third world country and your family was starving to death, who would not cross that wall? We have got to make it simple for them to come here because we have a policy of love towards immigrants. We're an immigrant nation. My last name is Peterson, spelled S-E-N. The Danish came over here through Ellis Island. We need to have a simple path to naturalization. Disease check, security check, done.
Any disagreement?
Well, the reality is that you've got Mexicans in Juarez that can see jobs that exist in El Paso, but they can't get across the border to take those jobs. So they have to cross illegally, and they are taking jobs that U.S. citizens don't want.
Americans say they're taking our jobs.
Well, that's not the case, and it's not an issue either of lower pay. It's lower pay when language is an issue, and they're the first ones that recognize this. We're getting the cream of the crop when it comes to workers from Mexico, and I am speaking as a border governor.
What about... Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to say something. You said they lied to get in, and I'm not going to claim hypocrisy. However, who of you have not lied? Has anybody ever had an affair here? Has anybody smoked weed in a state where it's illegal and been asked by the police if you're carrying it? Come on, sir. That was an absurd statement, and I'm sorry I have to say that.
All right. Fair enough. Libertarian-ish Republican Rand Paul said we got to worry about terrorism. We should put a hold on immigration from certain parts of the world. Do you agree? Disagree?
I disagree. I think that we should be taking our fair share, and I think you phrased that question just right. Rand Paul, libertarian-ish, is about half of what he has to say. I agree with wholeheartedly. Of all the Republican candidates, he was my guy, but bottom line, he's a Republican. He's not a libertarian.
Any ban on Muslims coming in?
You can't enforce something like that. The First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution says that the government should stay out of religion. The government cannot set those kinds of standards or quotas. What are you going to do? You're going to ask them what their religion is when they come here? That's un-American. We've got to have a simpler path to naturalization for these people because they are coming here because they want to work. When immigrants come to the United States, they don't just take jobs. They give labor. They create wealth. That's how the free market economy works, and we should encourage that. Besides, if they wanted free welfare, they would go to Europe. It's the United States. Here in the United States is the land of opportunity. It still is. So right, we should welcome the people who want to come here.
Let's talk about that. Mr. McAfee, you've said, as did Milton Friedman, you can't have open borders and a welfare state. So you would shut the border until you took down the welfare state? Or
You're assuming that I'm agreeing with that statement to begin with, which I do not. I don't think open borders and welfare states have anything to do with one another. I think it's the attitude of the government toward its citizenry that creates a welfare state. But I would like to say about letting Muslims in, what are we trying to protect ourselves from? Is it not ourselves? Did we not create terrorism by interfering in the affairs of foreign nations?
I just want to say that you left out a part of Milton Friedman's statement there, because when he said that you can't have open borders in a welfare state, he followed up by saying that means that illegal immigration is actually superior. Why? Because then they don't qualify for benefits. So if we had a simpler path to naturalization, we wouldn't have the problem, but we should build a wall around the welfare state.
Next topic. Donald Trump says he supports free trade, but only fair free trade. He says our bad deals with other countries have cost Americans jobs. That leads to a question posted on Facebook from Joe Rafferty. How will free trade help the working class by way of employment, not just lower the price of goods?